This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. We've been checking in on some of the less publicized rulings from the Supreme Court's 2015 term. There were three environmental regulation cases decided this session. One, Michigan versus the Environmental Protection Agency, concerned the potential impact of emissions from coal plants, not on American companies or on the stock market, but on the lives and livelihoods of Americans who are exposed to coal pollutants. The Supreme Court ruled last week that a previous EPA requirement for coal plants to install mercury filtration systems was an undue and too costly burden on coal producers compared to the much lower cost of damage done to human beings. So how is that damage, the human costs, assessed? Nick Stockton wrote the article, How the EPA Puts a Price Tag on Pollution, for Wired.com. He's a science writer for Wired and is here to run through some of that assessment with us. Nick, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's go to Stid's side with the coal plants in this decision. What did the EPA regulation require coal plants to do?
It required them to put on these scrubbers or put in like certain kind of scrubbing technology to get these mercury particles out of their smokestacks. You know, the mercury, which these little particles would get into the water streams. And, you know, the primary thing that the EPA was worried about is that it would get into fish and then those pregnant mothers would eat those fish and that would get into babies, and that affects the intelligence of babies. There's other health effects too, but that was, I guess, the most banner threat.
So the case boiled down to a couple of crucial things. First of all, EPA, I guess, jumped the gun, making a regulation before properly assessing the human cost. Now, how is that done? How do you create the economic impact of a toxin pollutant on someone's life?
Well, you can't do it directly. It's hard to quantify in a way. There's not like a bottom line of like what a human life is worth or what an IQ point is worth. So they have to do it by evaluating other means. In this case, it was the person's lifetime earnings and what those lost IQ points would cost them over the course of their life in terms of money they would make.
Okay, so the EPA assigns a monetary value to a person's IQ. How did they even begin to do that?
So they start by looking at how much mercury is coming out of the smokestacks, and then from that, how much mercury is getting into the fish, and then from the fish into the child, and that mercury in the child's brain causes brain damage, and that results in lost IQ points, which the EPA, through a series of models, correlates to dollar value that person would have made over the course of their life.
Okay. Is IQ still even used in many other instances outside of this? I mean, I'm just thinking there must be a lot of assumptions made when totaling up the dollar value for something like an IQ point.
Yeah, they point out in the report that it's not a perfect assessment. Like, there's no perfect way to do this. And there's a lot, I mean, it's 510 pages long, and a lot of it is them explaining. You know, the explanation of how they do stuff is not a huge part of it. A lot of it is like, this is what we couldn't do. This is what else we looked at.
After this assessment was completed, how much did they determine those IQ points were worth in terms of mercury exposure from coal emissions?
So what they did is they figured out the dollar value for in these five different scenarios, depending on different emissions rates, and then came up with a total amount of money to the American public of all the IQ points lost for all the children who would lose IQ points. And so from that, I did like a little simple algebra, and it's about $10,000 per IQ point.
So then how much does that add up to for estimated total damage in monetary value for affected Americans?
So per year, it's going to be anywhere from $190 to $310
million. $190 to $310 million compared to what being the estimated cost of putting mercury scrubbers on all the coal-fired plants in the country?
The cost to industry was $9.6 billion estimated in the EPA's estimations.
So is that the key, that the cost of lost IQ points and therefore livelihoods was not as great as the cost of installing scrubbing equipment?
Yes, that was what that was basically the argument of the coal industry, and that was the decision of the Supreme Court, was that yes, this did not add up. But it's important to note, the EPA kind of buried the lead in their assessment, and they did a lot of other calculations for associated costs, other heavy metals, particulate matter. They catch arsenic, cadmium, lead, nickel, antimony, beryllium, cobalt, manganese, just different gases that are coming off that these scrubbers would also catch. Those savings added up, you know, well into the billions.
What surprised me, Nick, you point out that a number of coal-fired plants actually have these scrubbers already installed. What was really at issue here?
So most coal-fired power plants have already installed this. This rule came into effect in 2003. So there's only a handful, which is about 600 coal power plants that still have to install this, and a lot of them are really old, and it would have probably been more expensive to add the thing. It probably would have been cheaper just to shut them down. And so at issue here, from what was explained to me by several economists that I spoke to, was this isn't like a huge decision in terms of environmental regulations. They aren't going to like deinstall these things. But what it does is give the coal industry and other industries more of a foothold for fighting environmental regulations in the future by saying that we have this precedent that you need to be doing these assessments beforehand.
Well, Nick, thank you for wading through that with us. We appreciate your time.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Nick Stockton is a science writer for Wired, and he wrote the article How the EPA Puts a Price Tag on Pollution for Wired.com. You can find a link to his article on our website, wordofmouthradio.org.